Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello and welcome to a super duper late night edition of the Locked On Wizards podcast. And it is also for the first time in the 2017-18 season, it's a losing edition of the podcast, or maybe I shouldn't say that right. The podcast didn't lose, the Wizards did. First time this year the Wizards fall, and they do it in just icky fashion in overtime to the Los Angeles Lakers. Wizards lose 102-99. Ben Standing here, gonna take you guys through some thoughts of this one. A very ugly game throughout for both teams. The Wizards had this thing at 10 points multiple times. I tweeted pregame that the Wizards, though they were 3-0, well, not discounting the 3-0, but they hadn't yet played a clean game. They blew leads late in those first two games at home. They never really could quite put Denver away until the bump heard round the world. So I asked, was this the night that the Wizards would play a complete game? And the answer, win or lose, was going to be no. But for worse for the Wizards, it ended in a loss. So much to talk to. I don't really like doing too much play-by-play. But let's go through the end here, because it was a lot to digest. Again, the Wizards had this thing as needed. I mean, they were up 10 in the third. They let that all slip away. No, I'm sorry. They were up 10 in the fourth, and then the Lakers went on a 10-0 run to tie it at 85 with 3:26 left after the Wizards went scoreless for just about 4 minutes. The Wizards then go back up four. The Lakers come back. We go back and forth at 91-90. Lead Bradley Beal splits a pair of free throws with about a little over 12 seconds, 15 seconds, somewhere in that range. And Brandon Ingram drives for the Lakers, misses a shot, but he's right at the rim, gets a putback with 0.7 seconds left. Beal misses a three at the buzzer. We go to overtime. The Wizards, I mentioned Beal to split free throws. The Wizards missed a ton of free throws late. They've been doing fantastic from the line this year. The free throw game, though, let them down overall. 15 of 23 from the line. We get to overtime. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope hits a three, puts Lakers up one with 50 seconds left. Fast forward a little bit here. John Wall with the Wizards down one. John Wall goes hard at the basket. He drives. He attacks Julius Randle at the rim. Julius Randle, to me, appeared to foul him. Refs didn't call it. They did originally call the ball out of bounds for the Wizards, but they went and reviewed it, and in the process of reviewing it, they determined that the ball was off of Wall, and so because of the no foul call, the Wizards don't get the ball. Lakers do. Lakers, and then the Wizards, it's sort of a play that almost epitomized what seemed like a lack of energy from the Wizards' perspective to some degree tonight. The Lakers inbound the ball. You know their Wizards are trying to foul, and they simply couldn't catch anybody to do it. The Lakers worked the ball all the way down the court. Julius Randle, though, sort of inexplicably goes in for the dunk with about 4 seconds when it would have been much better off just continuing to run out the clock. As it was, the Wizards had a shot to tie the game. John Wall, though, got off a really poor three-point attempt. He had Bradley Beal open, it appeared, in the corner for a three, and Wall seemed to acknowledge to Beal, my bad, after he put up a miss. Either way, Wizards fall, and of course, you know, let's not forget, LaVar Ball, whether you like him, whether you hate him, he's certainly interesting, and he made a comment a couple days ago that sparked a couple days worth of discussion about John Wall and Lonzo Ball. And part of the comment was that the Lakers wouldn't lose another game at home. He was interviewed on the NBC Sports NBC Washington TV broadcast entering the fourth quarter, and he kept going down that line. The Lakers are going to come back to win. We're all sort of like, sure, whatever, man. Well, guess what? LaVar knew what was up, apparently, because the Lakers get the win, preventing the Wizards from going 4-0 from the first time since 1978-79. You know what? I got a bunch of notes here, and I'll go through some things, but let's just get to a couple of the key things here before the coffee I drank an hour or so ago is wearing off. So we'll get through this here. A couple things. First of all, I read a stat the other day about last season. It said that the Wizards, right, this is from NBA.com, the Wizards ranked 29th in total passes or average passes per game last season. Only team below them was Oklahoma City, and you think about those two teams, that kind of makes sense. Oklahoma City with Russell Westbrook, completely one-man show last year, makes sense, right? He's dominating the ball. With the Wizards, you have John Wall. You view them, therefore, as a passing team, and yet they were 29th in passes per game. I bring that up not so much to think about last year, but to think about this game tonight. The Wizards' offense just didn't have a lot of rhythm. Steve Buckhantz on the broadcast continually made a point that it felt like the Wizards were waiting too long into the shot clock to make moves, and I don't think he was wrong. You know, all this talk about the John Wall Lonzo Ball matchup, you know, to me, especially in the first half, until the final minute of the first half when he had a couple baskets, you know, Wall just didn't seem to be playing with that usual fire that he has most nights. He seemed a little more passive, and the offense generally did as well. Beal, I thought, was very aggressive for most of the game offensively. He had some just strong dribble drive moves, and he had one play sort of where he worked himself into the high post, turned right, switched back, fadeaway, jumper, sort of Kobe Bryant-like, or maybe MJ, depending on how you want to view that. And, you know, Marcin Gortat was aggressive inside, just doing Marcin Gortat things. But overall, the offense just never seemed to really have that spirit, that, you know, that sort of, you know, that snap to it. And just too many times down the stretch, they, in particular, were just, you know, seemed to be settling for one-on-one situations. The Wizards only scored 13 points in the fourth quarter, after scoring 31 in the second, 31 in the second, 30 in the third. You know, free throws, I said, let them down. You know, on the other hand, you know, they turned the Lakers over a ton. You know what, I'm trying to look at the stats here. These stats are all wrong, so I'll try to see if I can get a better box score in a moment. But, yeah, the offensive flow was just not there. And, look, let's remind ourselves a couple of things. Markieff Morris, still not back. Jason Smith did return, by the way, on the same night that Jan Mahimi left with a sprained ankle. Jason Smith ended up playing. He didn't play in the first half, ended up playing a little bit in the second half, I suspect largely because Mahimi was out. So Brooks needed to go somewhere. Also, Otto Porter fouled out late in the game. That didn't help them down the stretch. Without Porter, they went with Jody Meeks plus Wall and Beal, Oubre, and Gortat down the stretch. You know, anything I'm saying about this game so far, you know, it's got to be noted. It is only the fourth game of the year. You take things with a grain of salt. But, you know, the Wizards have been getting by with by getting to the free throw line so far this year. They got, you know, 23 free throws. Is it nothing? They were averaging, I believe, 33 through the first three games, so it was a little bit worse. But they only shot 6 of 26 from 3. 23% there. Wall, 1 of 5. Beal, 2 of 7. Oubre, 1 of 4. They shoot 41.1% from the field. That's with Bradley Beal, 11 of 23, and with Otto Porter, 6 of 11, and with Gortat, 4 of 8. But Mike Scott, 2 of 10. Wall, 7 of 22 from the field. In the head-to-head matchup, I guess I should mention, John Wall, 18 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 turnovers. He was, I always say, plus-minus, not a great stat. Don't take it as Bible. But he played 40 minutes, minus 14 in the plus-minus category. On the other side, Lonzo Ball, terrible shooting night for the rookie, 2 of 11. But, 6 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists. He was a plus 13 in the game. He, in fact, was the highest on the Lakers. Again, this is sort of where that plus-minus stat is a little bit bogus. I didn't view it as Lonzo Ball was really, the key for the Lakers. But he did have some nice passes. And, the one thing I feared about from the Wizards' perspective was maybe a little bit too much focus on Lonzo Ball pregame. I'm not saying that was, starting with Gortat's comments and maybe some of the things, but a little too much buy into that. And, of course, the media played a huge part in that, certainly around here at least. It's all anybody was talking about. Somebody interviewed me earlier before the game, and the first couple questions were about this. And, honestly, for me, I was like, look, let's just see John Wall be aggressive on both ends of the court. If he does that, without worrying about Lonzo Ball, he does that the Wizards are going to win this game without a problem. We didn't see most of that version of John Wall for most of the game, which, again, I'm not saying it was, he was a disaster by any stretch. I'm just saying the Wizards collectively just seemed to be in a funk and never got out of it for the most part. There were stretches here and there where things were going, but for the most part, it didn't work. Some other things to note here. By the way, I should mention, I forgot to mention this earlier, many thanks to Todd Dybas for handling the podcast after the Denver game. Did a great job, as to be expected. So many thanks to him for that. It's late, so I don't quite remember what he talked about there in this particular topic, but after the first game of the year where Scott Brooks sort of stuck with the second unit together, he has now kept, at least in this game, he kept a starter on the court with them pretty much the whole time. And it worked well in the first half. Again, the caveat, the plus minus is not really a thing. All four Wizards players off the bench, Meeks, Frazier, Scott, Mahimi in the first half, were a plus 8, as was Otto Porter. And I think for the most part, it worked out well. I just like the fact that Brooks seemed to go away, wasn't sticking with that all second team unit. I think that was key, and it will be key, and he'll have more opportunities to have a starter out there with them once Markieff Morris comes back. Let me just take a quick pause in the action here. I was told to mention to you guys there's a new fantasy basketball game that the Locked On podcast world is taking part of. It is with the folks at draft.com. I honestly had never heard of draft.com until we started, until we got on board with this as part of the Locked On Network. It's a pretty interesting scenario. If you love fantasy basketball, then you need to try this new app. Daily fantasy, but it's not like the other guys. You draft your teams with real live snake drafts with other people, just like in the season long leagues. Here's the basic deal of how this is going to work. It's a draft that lasts just for one night, and there's no moves, no trades, any of that stuff. Drafts start every couple of minutes. You can join one right away. I am trying to start one for the Locked On Wizards through the app. I'm getting a sort of a weird error message on my end, to be honest. something about where I live. I have not looked at the list to see if Maryland is an issue, but I assume it's not. But in any event, hopefully there'll be a Locked On Wizards one if by the time you hear this. If not, you can go do it. You can draft start from anywhere as low as a dollar. So you want to come in and join me on draft.com today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or play right from your computer on draft.com, whatever works. And for a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code. How about that? I get a promo code here. That code is, LO Wizards, as in L as in locked, O as in on, Wizards. So LO Wizards, and you will get some stuff. You'll get a bonus in your account, which allows you to play a free game when you make a deposit. So check it out. Hopefully I will have a Locked On Wizards one up there. Again, it's a daily fantasy, so come back, play every day, hence the daily. But I will hopefully have one up Thursday. If not, check it out. If you do play, if you do download the app, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, at Ben Standig. Give me your thoughts on this. It's new to me for sure. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited to see the technology, the thought that somebody else is doing this, and to be part of it with the Locked On family is potentially interesting as well. What else can I say here about this game? I mean, you know, it feels like the way things ended, talking about what happened, you know, in the first half beyond what I've already done, feels almost irrelevant. The Wizards, you know, you could kind of tell on some level it was going to be one of those nights. They started slow, missed their first, I think, 7 or 8 shots, were down 12-4 early. And then they came back, and, you know, it's just sort of been the pattern with them so far this year. They've gotten up, they've had the lead, but it never really felt like they were just dominating. I mean, look, the reality is that of the first 4 teams that they've played, 76ers, Pistons, Nuggets, and Lakers, the Wizards are clearly the better team in 3 of those cases. And the Denver one, looks like Denver's going through a bit of a slump early on here, but it's on the road. That kind of evens things out. I had Denver picked, I think I want to say 5th in the West, so I mean, I'm not discounting them at all. So even if you want to say that one was a push because it's in Denver, you know, the Wizards haven't played a team right yet that people are viewing as an NBA title contender or anything like that. And yet all these games keep coming down to the end. You know, they haven't shown that, you know, that sort of closeout form that you see title teams have yet. Weird game. Wasn't a pretty game. Lonzo Ball, John Wall part really never quite materialized. And, look, you can't win them all. You thought they would win this one, especially beyond what expectations coming into the game. You're up 10 in the fourth quarter against a team that's, you know, super young, still trying to figure it all out. And no dice for the Wizards. LaVar Ball gets the last laugh. All right, so let's just end it there. The plan for the rest of the week, I for those who are wondering, I didn't do a podcast Tuesday night for Wednesday morning, in part because of just the way the schedule this week works out. Did the podcast today. We'll plan on doing one Thursday so you can have something Friday morning. And then, hey, the Wizards are playing again Friday night against a team I think you're going to want to talk about. That's the Golden State Warriors. So I figured, all right, I'll do a podcast after the Warriors game. But so I skipped last night in order to do that. Wizards, you know, funny, last year, the Wizards, they didn't get their 4th win until the 13th game of the year. I thought they were going to get their 4th win this year in the 4th game. Not quite. By the way, you know, we should say, you know, Jason Smith back, the Mahimi ankle thing, you know, let's see where things are at with that. Not just because Mahimi missed a bunch of games last year and it sort of has this cloud of being an injury issue until proven otherwise. But, you know, just simply with that, Marquise Morris you know, the Wizards need, you know, they need as many bodies as they can get up front. So to lose Mahimi at all would be interesting. But that said, Golden State is not a team where I expected to see a ton of Mahimi out there. You know, when Zaza Pachulia is, when you take Zaza Pachulia off the court, the Warriors are going to be a lot smaller. It'll be tough for Gortat to be out there a ton as well. But, you know, at some point, the Wizards almost have to just go with their best players, especially when guys are out or hurt. And that's kind of what they did tonight for the most part. Didn't quite work. We'll see what happens. And, you know, it's funny. I wouldn't consider this a trap game because of the, I mean, it's so early in the year and you have the LeVar hype, but, you know, Golden State is on deck. I do wonder on some level, were the Wizards thinking about that a little bit much? But then again, if I hadn't watched in the first, you know, three games where, you know, they had good moments, but things came late. Things came down to the last minute. It's hard to say that they were looking ahead to Golden State when we saw essentially this go down the same way. But except for the winning part, the first three games. All right, let's end it there. I really appreciate you guys hanging in there. Back tomorrow, Thursday for Friday morning with another Locked On Wizards podcast. Hope this one wasn't too rambling. I'm definitely struggling with the eyes, keeping the eyes open. So let's get out of here. Also, props to our guy, our kid, Paul Hahn, a.k.a. at Boy Genius LA on TV. He was interviewed by Chris Miller during the game. Good for him. Proud of a strong member of the Locked On Wizards family. Proud to say that he got to be on the TV for a bit, and I'm sure he enjoyed it until he probably didn't. what are you going to do? All right, that's it. Ben Standing signing off. Appreciate it as always, guys. Remember, check out the website and the app for draft.com. Interesting site. Hopefully you guys like it. If you got feedback, let me know. Hopefully I will have a fantasy site up for the Locked On family tomorrow. We can play with. If not, go check it out anyway. We'll get it done later. And you want to use the promo code LO Wizards. All right, signing off there. Ben Standing here. And until next time, see ya.
Deal gets open for three. Dagger!
Home drive, long bounce shot. Dagger!